Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Kenneth Mokgatle has just returned from Ben Gurion University, where he is completing his master's degree in African sustainable communities. He was a guest on my show earlier to talk about what life in Israel was like, especially just after the war. And he's my guest now just to reflect on what he's learned. Kenneth, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Good day, Sharif, and thanks for having me.
Kenneth, now that you're home, you've completed your coursework, it's time to do your theory. What is your project going to be?
So my project, my research is themed the implications of water scarcity on economic activities in Mokgola, Zira's northwest. So I'm looking at exploring the effects of water scarcity in my village. But it's not only my village which have got the problem of water shortages. Many villages around the country, including big cities, we know what happened to Johannesburg in the recent weeks, where there was no water and more than half the population of Johannesburg did not have water for days. So we have a problem that is coming of water scarcity, and we know how devastating it is going to be. So we really need to have solution on the table to make sure that we keep water scarcity.
Tell me some of the things that you learned in Israel relating to water.
So what we learned in Israel was that the climate change, which we downplay in Africa in general and South Africa in particular, is that the effects of climate change are downplayed and they are real. Climate change is real and is affecting our livelihoods. It is affecting, or it is the major contributing factor in water shortages, and it has always been the case since the late 18th century. And South Africa has invested a lot in various governments, including in the Union of South Africa, in the apartheid government, as well as in the democratic government. We've seen after 1994 that they have recognized water as a constitutional and human right, but they are not doing anything in terms of making sure that water is distributed to everyone. So I'm looking at trying to propose some recommendations which are different from previous contributors on how we can make sure that every community, especially rural areas, have got water so that they can sustain themselves. Because when you have sufficient, clean and reliable water, it is easy for you to make a living out of it. But if you don't have water, but you have got access to land, it will be difficult for you to develop that land because it needs water.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just tell me a little bit about your area in Northwest. Is it very dry?
Yeah, our area is very dry. So we depend on spring. So those who have got means, they drill water for themselves, which cost around 30,000 rands. It also depends on where you are staying. Sometimes it could cost more than that. So many people cannot afford to drill their water, so they still depend on the government, or they drink from the rivers, which is obviously not clean. That is why we see people having waterborne diseases. We've seen what happened in Hamas Kral. So it is very important that we purify water before we could distribute it for consumption. So that is not happening in South Africa. We've also saw the Blue Drop report in December 2023, which suggests that there have been decline in terms of quality of water in South Africa. In the past, you remember that we were told by various water agencies that in South Africa, you could drink water from the tap. In fact, water from the tap was more healthier than the bottled water from the shops. But that has changed. So water from the tap, it's no longer safer. People even go to the extent of buying water from the shop for consumption.
So Ben Gurion University specifically is known for making the desert bloom.
Yes.
Because it is a desert and water is a very real issue in Israel as it is here in South Africa. What struck you as a different or unique, or is there an experience that changed the way you thought while there?
Yes, so it has really changed my attitude at how I view life personally, also at the professional level. So to learn, like there's a course that we did, which is called political ecology. So it's Professor Yakub who's lecturing us that course. He used to stay in Johannesburg in Gauteng, and then he moved to Cape Town, and then he went to Israel in the late 90s. So he was teaching us how Israeli government started an initiative of encouraging people to go and stay in the Negev. So there were no people who were staying there. It was the Bedouin community, but people were not staying there because the Negev constitutes about 60% of the land of Israel, which is arid. I mean, you can't, it's not arable, you can't do anything with it. It's like Northern Cape here in South Africa. So it's a desert. But they have turned that desert into something else, a small garden in the Middle East. That's where most agricultural programs are happening. When you see the train during the day, you'll see that more people, even in the morning when people are coming to work, you'll realize that more people are coming from Tel Aviv, the biggest city in Israel. They're coming from Tel Aviv to the Negev. So they are coming there to work. So more people are also coming from the Bedouin community, city of Rahat. They are coming in the Negev to come and work. So they have created the biggest economy in the middle of the desert. More people are relocating into Beersheba because it has got more economic prospects than other cities in Israel. So it augurs well. I mean, I have not thought that some people who'd take a desert and then they change it, they make it as sustainable as Beersheba today. What are like Israel in general and the Negev in particular, they are food and water secure. There's no worry or concerns about food. There's no concern about water. Those things are there, even though it means that you have to pay for them, but they are already there and people are able to afford the most basic, including water. So you always have got water and various means of sourcing water. You have got water that is desalinated. You have got also water that comes from the humidity from the sky, which they are using their machine, their advanced technology to get water from the sun. And one of the issues that I should also include is that I was not also aware about the reclamation. So it is a process where we use water, and the same water that we are using is being cleaned again for us to use again. In South Africa, you have got more water that is lost in the leakages. Many millions of liters a day are lost in leakages, pipes that are old, pipes that are not maintained. And then you also have a problem of water that we use and it goes to waste. It is not being used back or recycled for us to use again. So that is something that intrigued me in Israel, that they are living a sustainable life because instead of also deforestation, because it is a desert, so they are planting more trees, even at the supernova, which is known for what happened, the devastating attacks that the young people experienced in the morning of the 7th of October. So there were already trees. That's where young people were celebrating the nature. There were already trees that were planted there. So you could see, or you can see how they are taking nature very serious, and they are taking climate change as a clarion call, and the Israeli people are doing something about it. So I think in Africa, we should try and look at what Israel is doing and try to learn some important lessons from them. Instead of deforestation, I think we have to plant more trees and make the earth more sustainable for the coming generations.
It's incredible. I mean, just listening to you talk, I can see how much information you've garnered and how keen you are to get going here in South Africa. And I think this would be my last question to you, Kenneth. Projects of African studies overseas. Many people were surprised that you're going to go to Israel to do African studies. In light of what you have already said and can bring back, do you want to just comment on that?
Yes. So when people asked me what course or what program was I doing at the Ben Gurion University of the Negev, so I was telling them I'm doing African Sustainable Communities, which is offered by African Studies Department, Tamagola. So they were very surprised or amazed. So I was also surprised because I know that in European and American universities, for decades, they've been offering African studies, just like here in South Africa. Like you will have your Jewish studies, you'll have other studies of other races in South Africa or in other African countries. Because there are always people there who would love to draw some knowledge or wisdom on particular those areas. So Israel have also started that journey in the year 2020. We know that since the establishment of State of Israel in 1948, so you've had the government taking initiative to try and form formidable partnerships with other African countries. So they are continuing to do the same, to be good friends with African countries in areas of security, economy, and other areas. So we are seeing that growing into academia again, where they are doing this exchange programs and other academic programs. So I'm one of the beneficiaries of this program. So the African Sustainable Communities, it's about Africa. It's not about Israel. So it's about Israel offering or trying to offer a platform for Africans to come and capacitate themselves, be trained to become agents or change makers in the areas where they are coming from in Africa. Like I went to Israel. So instead of Israel giving us money to solve some of the problems that we have in our communities in Africa, they are not doing that. So what they have sought to do is that they are inviting competent and hardworking students to come and become part of this important program and capacitate them, give them skills to go back to their villages, to go back to their townships or towns, and develop those areas, make them sustainable and develop them, make sure that, like what the ANC is saying in its NDP, New Development Plan, that they are trying to discourage, or they wish to try to discourage people from leaving, migrating from rural areas to the cities, because you look around in the world, people are leaving their villages to go and seek greener pastures in the cities, and they stay in the slums. They stay where people are not supposed to be staying. So the ANC had sought to try and make a rural economy to grow, but we have not seen that translating into reality. So that's what we have been taught in Israel, to make sure that we don't go to the cities to beg for jobs. We go back to the villages and use our skills to try and create opportunities for ourselves and the entire communities, at the same time trying to develop our communities, because we know that government is failing, but as much as it is failing, it is also it should also be the biggest partner in development agenda. So we will always try to bring it closer and work with government, because obviously we need them in order to contribute to change. So I think this is an important cause, and it is also facilitated by people who have got association with Africa, as much as most of them are Israeli themselves, but most of them have been diplomats in Africa, but in specific African countries. Others have been researchers. They have come here to spend more time in African countries, and others are Africans themselves. For example, we were doing African history, and the course was taught by a Nigerian academic who was offering the course through online, like virtual platform, from one of the Nigerian university. Her name is Dr. Mutiat Oladejo, so she's a well-known academic in Nigeria.
Wow, it's so impressive. And I'm so excited. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the country because to get your skills to do what needs to be done is provides an amazing opportunity. So, Kenneth, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much to the listeners.
That was Kenneth Mokgatle. He is a political analyst, a freelance journalist, and soon to be bringing water back to Africa.